You.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Oh, yes. Hi, everyone, and good morning for those of you brave enough to get up this early on the East Coast at 9. Our friends at 96.1 and 1170, The Answer, getting up here at 6 a.m. to listen to myself. I'm Dr. Mitch, and my sidekick wife, Irina, nurse practitioner. Good morning, sweetheart. You look beautiful this morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
And so glad to have you. So we're here to talk about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. This is not a show where we just talk. This is a show of interaction. You get to call and ask questions. And it's easy to do that because the number is simple. It's 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or if you like, 855-376-4824. It's the same. Now, last week, if you remember, we started talking about the relationship in an article that came out of the gum bacteria that causes gingivitis and periodontitis pretty much in 50% or more of the population anytime, also creating Alzheimer's. Well, if you remember that, and or if you missed the show, by the way, you can always find the archives right here at imconsult.us. Just go to I as in Island, M as in Mitchell, consult, C-O-N-C-U-L-T-S-U-L-T, one word, .us, and they're archived there, and they're also archived right here at CRN1. But in any case, we found now that the gum bacteria that causes disease of the gum also may be a culprit in developing Alzheimer's. Now, a new article today is saying, well, there may be even a suggestion that the gut microbiome being in disarray may be a problem. Now, you're probably saying, what's the microbiome? Well, we live in a sea, basically, 10 times more bacteria than we are human. That's right. We're more alien than we're human cells. But that 10 times more bacteria allows us to live in a basically symbiotic relationship. So where are these different microbiomes? Where do we have different types of bacteria living? Well, we have trillions living in our gut. As a matter of fact, there are at least 500 species of different bacteria that live in our gut. We have a microbiome that's specific to our mouth. We have one that's specific to the vagina. We have one that's specific to the skin, and one that's specific to the lung. And believe it or not, if you move from one house to another, they have found the microbiome moves with you, and you actually recolonize your new home. And yes, there are family germs, like you and I, we have many germs the same, the mouth, etc. We pretty much have similar microbiomes, but we still differ a little bit. I'm sorry to say, sweetheart, we still differ a little bit when it comes to our bacteria makeup.
I think that's okay.
Okay, as long as you're okay with that. So this little microbiome that we're talking about actually is one that is only a little bit different than the mouse, believe it or not. We're 80% of the mouse. Do you believe it? All right, so what we're going to do when we come back, the show's open for you to call, but I want to talk about how the gut bacteria and this special virus may also be the initiator of herpes virus. So it's easy to do. Just give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And you can easily reach us, ask any question you want. Mike's at the board, gets very lonely if you don't call him. And we're here waiting for you, and Irina likes to talk to someone. So give us a call whenever you want, and if you like, you can even text today, and I'll give you a text number. We're right here at CRN Talk Radio Station 1 at 96.1 or 1170 The Answer. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we'll be right back.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Mitch. Irina right here with me, my beautiful wife and sidekick in consult. Remember, you can ask any question you want. If you don't catch the show and you want to hear it on the next time, just write, go to the site imconsult.us. That's I as in Island, M as in Mitchell, CONSULT.US. Irina, we were talking about the gut microbiome, and I just want to complete this because if the gut is not healthy, many, many diseases have been talked about being a problem. Everything from diabetes type 2 has been clearly related to the gut microbiome not being good. The other thing that we've seen is now we're talking Alzheimer's may be a problem. So, folks, when you think about taking an antibiotic or even something as simple as drinking water that comes from a sink, that's city water, that's been chlorinated. What do we use chlorine for? That's right, to kill the bacteria that's basically in the pool. And if you drink water, whether it's mixed in a soda or mixed in an orange juice or something like that, it's going to disturb and kill the good bacteria because they, unfortunately, are the most flimsy, letting the pathogens or the bad ones overgrow. And one last thing to close this concept, and that is apparently they're now saying that they may be even the herpes 2 virus. That should really frighten you because herpes 1 virus is in more than 80 to 90% of the world's population. And herpes 2, even if you have not seen an outbreak, often it's the one that you see on the genitalia. It doesn't have to be. Now, is close to 70-80% of the world's population as well. And this may be the virus that causes a problem. I actually have a case now of someone who has or just had herpes 2 encephalopathy. What that means is that virus is actually affecting the brain. So give us a call. We'll talk what you want, anything, how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We're here with you this morning from 6 to 7 Pacific time, 9 to 10 Eastern time. And the number, of course, is 855-DR-MITCH. This is the time to call 855-DR-MITCH. Irina, I understand we had on the last program, someone typed in a question. What was that question?
Okay, so the question was asking about silver, the specific type of silver called Argentin 23.
Okay.
They were asking if it's okay to use as a mouthwash instead of a typical alcohol-based mouthwash, and will it get rid of the bacteria in the mouth with a quick rinse?
Okay, so it's a good question. And they're asking basically, I think that came as an outcrop to us talking about the bacteria in the gum and so forth. Right. Argentin 23 is a excellent bottled type of antiseptic, which is a silver. It's nanoparticularized and it won't turn you blue or anything like that. And the question of whether it could be used as a mouthwash is absolutely yes. It does a great job killing the negative bacteria, and by swishing it for about 60 seconds, maybe a teaspoon, and then you can expectorate it, it does a very good job in keeping the gum clean. And then they don't have to rinse their mouth because you could swallow a half a bottle of it a day and it would certainly still be safe. So to the folk that wrote that in, the person that wrote that in, it's absolutely okay for you to do that. You're going to find that it's going to keep your gums clean and probably not do the same problematic issue as alcohol mouthwash does, which is something quite different we can talk about in the future. Does that answer that question in full?
Yes, and I also wanted to add that the silver, this type of silver, can be used for many different infectious processes, especially the gut issues as well. If you have any virus in your stomach, you can take the silver and it will get rid of it.
Yeah, and I find when you and I travel,
right,
one of the things we always carry with us is a big bottle of silver, regardless where we go. We've been on cruises, we've been in other countries when pretty much everyone around us was sick and we were still having a great time because we made sure we took this product every single day. We can talk about how to do that and how to keep us healthy. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. Our number here, 855 Dr. Mitch. That's 855-376-4824. Any question that you have, please feel free. Pick up the phone and give us a call. I'd like to talk about my favorite, and I mean favorite, herb in the world. And it's the type of thing that if someone said, you're going to be on an island, I was going to say alone because I don't ever want to be without you, sweetheart. So on an island with you, of course, it was just us. We only had one medicinal product we could bring, aspirin, a drug. You know what I'm going to say. I would say the thing that we need to bring is curcumin. Now, curcumin is the active ingredient of turmeric. And turmeric is that nice yellow herb that creates the taste and, you know, sort of the medicinal properties in curry. And you use a lot of curry in our food. So we love the taste of curry. But even if you don't, the properties are so amazing of curcumin. It makes it one of the best anti-inflammatories when pitted against so many other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. It really always comes pretty much out on top. As a matter of fact, if you go to PubMed, which many physicians use to look up articles and see, there are thousands and thousands of articles there about the usefulness of curcumin from depression, Alzheimer's, removing plaque, depression. It helps as depression as well, just making inflammation get better. And the truth is, both you and I take it every day, and especially we take it before we go to bed because that's the time when inflammation is the highest and the body tries to get rid of the different waste products and inflammatory cells. But now, and this is exciting, an article came out about this cancer stem cells and curcumin. And this is what excites me about this. The cancer that we typically see, whether it's a breast cancer or a prostate cancer or wherever, the tumor itself, everyone thinks is the cancer. And so we jump for joy when it disappears and they say, look, it's gone and hooray. But that's not good enough. It's far from good enough because that only has that tumor less than 1% of cells that could actually become a larger or more tumor. That's right. 99%+ of the cells in the actual tumor are inert. They don't do anything, less than 1%. So you say, well, how does it grow? How does it metastasize then? And the answer, which we now know, is because we have something called, unfortunately, circulating tumor cells. These are the mamas. These are the cancer stem cells. And unfortunately, there's no surgery that can get rid of it. There's no radiation that can get rid of it. And for chemo, for the most part, unfortunately, doesn't get rid of it either. As a matter of fact, in many instances, the chemotherapy and radiation can strengthen, that's right, strengthen the stem cell. And what that means is that the cancer is going to become more aggressive. And that, of course, is a problem. So to complete this, before we go to our next break, the cancer stem cell has been shown to be inhibited a lot by curcumin. Large, large doses of curcumin do a better job, they're saying, pretty much than most of the other treatments we have conventionally for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars less. When we come back, we could talk more about it. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina. We're here to help you to look good, feel good, have great sense. Sex. Sorry about that. We're bent towards the natural medicine. Give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And we're here for you up until 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock if you're on Pacific time. 96.1, 1170 The Answer, and CRN Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hey, we're back. Dr. Mitch and Irina here talking about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We're going to talk a little bit more about curcumin during the break. Irina reminded me to talk about something. But first, we have a caller. Let's go, Mike, to Nick in Oceanside, please. Hey, Nick, good morning. And boy, you're up early. What's going on?
Nick from Oceanside. Really love the show. Thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. What's going on, Nick?
Well, Dr. Mitch, I really, I'm having a hard time with my folks, who I love dearly. They're getting pretty up there in years, and I'm getting kind of concerned about dementia, about their memory, and just about, their mental health in general. What should I look for with my folks as they get older, just, based on, memory loss, but also what are some things I can look for to see if I really need to think about taking them in to see if they have any problems with dementia?
Well, Nick, that's a great question. First of all, let me just tell you, the fact that you already have concern, then I have concern. You know, you're a son. Son knows when their parents are not acting, behaving, or understanding the way they should. So already I would have some concern. But I'm going to tell you the easiest thing to tell whether some – ready for a simple test, Nick?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay. So here's what you do. The very first thing that tends to go in our memory is by understanding the anatomy that the smell centers go directly over the memory centers. So the very first problem we have is olfactory. And there are tests of being able to smell certain products and so forth. And one of the first questions is there a smell problem? Now, let's assume for a minute your folks have very good smell. They don't have allergies. They can breathe through their nose. All you need to do is go get an open jar of peanut butter, because peanut butter is one of the last things that our smell olfactory products tell us. So we can remember peanut butter for years and years, even after our smell goes. And what you do is have your parents, start with either mom or dad, have them pinch off, or you could do that, pinch off their left nostril and find how far from their nose with their right nostril can they smell the peanut butter. Usually it's about a foot, something like that. Then do the same thing on the other side. Pinch off the right nostril and see how far they can smell the peanut butter on the left nostril. If there is, Nick, a marked difference between the right and the left nostril, meaning it's 3-4 inches or more difference, you can be pretty sure Alzheimer's is on its way. If that's the case, then what you might want to do is get them to a neurologist who will get a MRI of their brain. They can see some issues going on there. And then, of course, you can then begin to do the things that help them, which are very simple. Lots of water, number one, because fats first, then water second, or water first, fats second in the brain. You can start giving them coconut oil, a couple tablespoons every day. The curcumin that Irene and I were just talking about, get them on large doses of curcumin. And we're going to talk about the one that we like is called optimized curcumin. The optimized was actually come together by 5-UCLA out in your area, researchers that found this is the one that holds the highest level in the brain. And, of course, you can get this optimized curcumin directly on the .us website. And then Gentin 23 I was talking about earlier, parents hold a teaspoon on 5 minutes. And then swallow it 3-4 times a day in case that is the gum bacteria that's causing the problem with the Alzheimer's. Now, I gave you a lot of information. Did I help you, or is there something specific otherwise you want to know? Also, what else? If you have a more question, by the way, you can always type to us on the website, Consult, consult.us, and we'll help you further. But at this moment, Nick, can you think of anything else that might be you're worried about, or how else to determine this?
Thanks, Dr. Nick.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills,
IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us. integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T dot U-S.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist, through a bunch of tests and colonoscopy, I won't bore you with the details, found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code FLASH for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch here for the Dr. Mitch Show from 1 to 2, and that's Eastern Time. Of course, 10 to 11 if you're over on the Pacific Coast. We're also on Sundays, by the way, from 9 to 10 on the eastern side of the country. On the western side of the country, we're early in the morning from 6 to 7, which also includes the station, large station, 96.1 and 1170, The Answer in San Diego. So we're happy to be with you here. Our number here to call in if you have a question, simple. You just dial 855-DR-MITCH, easy to remember. Or you can call 855-376-4824, which is the same. And either way, you'll be able to get in. I have the most amazing guest in front of me right now, dear friend of mine for many years. Is a name that you probably heard of. His name is Andy Dean. Now, Andy Dean, for those of you that are saying, yeah, I remember that name. Well, he was the host of the political talk show America Now. It was a syndicated show all over the United States. I mean, thousands and thousands listened to him for several years.
Millions.
Millions listened to him. Thanks for the correction. Yeah,
about $1.5 million a week.
Well, $1.5 million. That's
top 10 show, Doc. Let's
okay.
So it's one, but... undersell it. Thousands.
All right, million.
I don't even know what thousands is.
Wait, I didn't finish even
introducing. What kind of intro is this, Doc? Let's do some homework here.
All right. So you're right. So anyway, he's a brilliant guy, Harvard graduate. He was on the show with Donald Trump, if you remember. He didn't win, by the way. I just want you to know. He was about fourth or fifth in the pack.
And which Donald Trump show was The Apprentice? It was not Miss USA.
Yeah, it was The Apprentice. Yeah. And of course, he actually worked in President Trump campaign up to and after he was elected.
I was unpaid, though. I must make that admission because I don't want the FBI showing up at my door. So I was not paid. I was just a volunteer. Right.
Can I just ask you, do you speak Russian fluently?
Russian. No, I don't know Russians, please.
All right. Well, just want to make sure you don't know any Russians with all this crazy false news out there. But let me go back one step in what we were talking about right before the break with Irene. I think you can pick up on this. The nice woman that called asked about, did I see the Jerusalem study that of guys who came out. It wasn't even a study. They just came out and said, look, we have a pretty simple way. It's not going to cost a lot. We'll cure pretty much all the cancers. Right after that, there were all the naysayers, all the researchers saying they're nuts and so forth. But I think I wanted to just top it because I thought you would love hearing this. I did a short monologue on this once. Morgan Stanley about, early of 18, maybe April of 2018 came out, which I thought was pretty bold and at the same time truthful, at the same time pretty despicable. But they basically said it does not pay. It's not in our best interest to cure cancer. And they gave the model example of hepatitis C, how we're doing so great with it, curing most of hepatitis C. And now we don't have a reservoir of new patients. Not only do we not have a reservoir of new patients, but the ones who had it are not going on to get the complications. And therefore, since there are billions of dollars lost, our economy would be severely hurt, which is, hundreds of billions of dollars wrapped around the cancer industry. So nobody wants a cure for cancer. Your take. You're a brilliant guy. What do you think?
I think that's fake news, Doc. I think that if there was a cure for cancer, there'd be a way to monetize it. And even if it was a short-term thing, who wouldn't want to be the company selling the cure for cancer? And even if, after curing everybody's cancer in 6 months or a year, those people would be so, so rich they would never have to work again. So if those things were easy to obtain, doctors, pharmaceutical companies would go after them because the short-term gain would be so massive. And remember, people work in their self-interest in healthcare often, and pharmaceutical companies, it's in the country's interest or in human health interest. But if there's a cure for anything, like Hep C is an example, like Gilead, or you say Gilead or Gilead, the company?
Yeah, Gilead. It was an Israeli company, too.
Yeah, so they have like Hep C. They do Harvoni, I think. Is that their
Harvoni, name? Yeah.
Right. So the thing is like, okay, so they cure those patients, and they're like, oh, but they're not going to be patients again. But you can charge them so much that it's extremely profitable. So if all of cancer could be cured from something, those people will be so, so wealthy. Why wouldn't they do it? So I don't think there's a conspiracy that there's somebody out there, what is it, the Rothschilds that control everything, right? That they're trying to stop a cure for cancer because it's more lucrative to treat people incrementally. That just seems like fake news. It's ludicrous. And I think if there were a cure for anything, somebody would obviously immediately come to the market with it because those people would get so rich, it'd be in their self-interest. And then we would just figure out other things to cure, like, I don't know, sprained ankles.
So you don't believe that maybe that, hey, look, if we have all these pharmaceutical industries producing chemotherapeutic industry, billions,
people don't work
that
together.
One small company.
Society's not that organized. It's not. Yeah. I don't believe in conspiracy theory, not because people, it's just too complicated. You know, everything, real life, anybody who's ever actually lived a real life realizes that things are just extremely disorganized. You know, that's just life.
Chaos, basically.
It's chaos. We're somewhat organized chaos. We're barely just a couple thousand years out of like living in huts. So this idea that, you know, that there are these secret people controlling things. I mean, look, Doc, I've had a pretty charmed, blessed life where I've been to the top of the food chain in many different fields, and I haven't met this secret group of people.
You
maybe,
haven't?
Maybe that's why I'm not doing as well as I should be. Maybe I'd like a key to the door to this secret group, but I don't think it exists.
Oh, okay.
If it does, I'd like to be a member and then deny its existence. So, maybe I am a member.
So you don't believe
maybe
that?
Maybe I am.
You don't believe that councilman or whatever he was, some political person in Chicago, driving through the snow one day, and he's reporting that the Rothschilds are taking care of the weather.
I don't believe that, right? I want to see a Netflix documentary. Not that I don't have Netflix, but what is this? I keep hearing about this Rothschild. I don't really know enough. But I guess it's kind of like an analogy for just the people who control things, the people in the sky who control
everything. The 12 families, whoever they are, controlling everything. Yes. They're all trying. Okay.
The mafiosos, the bananas.
We've heard that so many times. Yeah. I'm talking, if you just tuned in, to my dearest friend, Andy Dean. He's brilliant. He's smart. He's
national
witty.
Celebrity.
He's a national celebrity, too. He's
male model.
Whatever he is. Yeah,
it's fun to do radio talk. I haven't done this.
I know.
Do you feel like you're back in the saddle, right?
Say,
like, riding a bicycle. I literally haven't done this in years. I, you know, gave it up for a good reason. You know, I don't know. Yeah, it's fun. It is fun. It's fun. It's just, you know, not lucrative, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah. There's no lucrative anything to this.
I don't know where you thought. But you know what? Life's short. You might as well have fun. You know, it could end tomorrow. That's why I listen to the Dr. Mitch Show, because by listening to the show, you can actually hopefully live longer. Now, if the FDA listens, that's not a promise. It's just informational.
Oh, my gosh. Andy Dean, America Now. He was the host, not anymore. Involved in a lot of things.
Retired.
We'll be right back. We got some of these messages coming, but you know this is an open show.
The phone lines are blowing up, Doc.
Yeah, blow these phone lines up,
no,
folks.
They're blowing up. You always got to pretend. You got to fake it till you make it.
Oh, okay. There's
phone
millions of them.
You can't even get through right now. Try calling.
Try calling. 855-DR-MITCH, as Andy says, or 855-376-4824. Either ask him a political question, which he'll chew you up and spit you out if you're not a conservative.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage Infrared Heating Products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch, the Dr. Mitch Show, and of course, it's about looking good, feeling good, and having great sex. So I brought a guy who's supposedly has all three. He looks good, feels good. I don't know about his sex life. I'm not going to ask him live. But anyway, his name is Andy Dean. Andy was the host of America Now, also was one of the very key players in President Trump's campaign. He also was a reporter and did a lot of work at CNN for a couple years. And
contributor.
And did a great job. You know, he's a very bright guy. I just want to go, you were a Harvard graduate, if I remember correctly. And
barely, yes.
But there's a great study. One of the longest running studies is the Harvard's Men's Study back in the 1930s. They begin studying guys. They're still doing it even now. So it's more than a 75-year-old study. ongoing, which basically looked at the people in the poor areas of Mass and then the students at Mass at Harvard. And then they asked them in originally, you know, what was their goals of life? And of course, the Harvard students were prestige, money, et cetera. The ones in the community were just saying they'd like to get out of the community, make a decent living. And then they watched these folks every 5 years with lots of questionnaires, lots of information. And they basically followed them with blood work and eventually MRI'd their brain every 5 years. And at the end of the study, it's not even the end, but in the years that they followed these folks, the ones that were alive the longest were not because of vitamins and minerals. It was not because of, you know, how much exercise they did. It was something very different, wasn't it?
By the way, Doc, who pays for these studies? Do you ever wonder to follow people for 80 years? Is it my tuition that paid for this stuff?
Probably.
Is that why I'm still in massive debt? Because I paid for some 80-year study. And after the end of these 80 years, I'm broke. And then what did we learn from this study? That what?
Well, we actually learned one thing, Andy. And again,
after 80 years and $50 million, what did we learn?
I'm going to tell you it's probably four times that amount that it cost between the investigators and all these studies and the people that went
Harvard's
out.
It's a boondoggle.
So you're talking, what did we learn? We learned that if you have good social contacts, good people, something that creates joy in your life, whether it be a good friend, whether it be a wife, a spouse, a friend, anything, where you kept and maintain these good social interactions, that was more important, joy, basically, than anything else, depending upon how you do it. Now, I know that you're living that life. Now, you're a much younger guy than I am, and am I allowed to ask on the air how old you are or no?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Yeah, okay. So at 21, you just got out of Harvard about 30 seconds ago, let's say. But
I'm 37.
But I know that you're living that kind of life. You're doing that. You told me we ate lunch together. We spent time together. You told me, hey, Mitch, you know, I want to—
You're talking about today?
You're talking about today.
We did have lunch, by the way. Eggs and a nice toast.
Yeah, you did good. You did good. And the thing that you said, which really impressed me, was here's a young guy who's saying, you know what? Like you said earlier, I've been at the top of the heap several times, but it's important to me to have my time and do the things I want to do, be with a friend when I want to. In other words, take on the projects I want to and live life and enjoy it. And I think, you know, I think you get that message, and you didn't have to go to Harvard or be part of the study to know that. I'd imagine.
I think that study, right? It's just common sense that happy people, I guess, live longer, and they say that if you're surrounded by people you like, that you're happy, and then you live longer. But you know, maybe part of that study is when you're surrounded by toxic people or in a toxic marriage, maybe you live for a shorter period of time. So the question is, right, like, when you get married, you don't know how it's going to end. You don't know how the movie ends, right? Is it going to be toxic? Is it going to be joyous? So it's a roll the dice, and you just hope to get lucky. I mean, the thing that I've learned, and now granted, I haven't done a 50-year study, but a lot of it is you know, it's luck. I think that's the key point. It's the most important part of life, is that you have to have good luck. I think, you know, and for being healthy, or if you get hit by a train, you just have to be lucky, Doc. That's what I want, is just to be lucky. I feel like being your friend makes me lucky. It makes me joyous.
No, that's pretty nice that you said that. Thanks, Andy. That's really nice.
But the older I get and the more that I learn, the more I realize that, you know, it is. It's just randomness is the most important force that controls the universe. Just complete randomness.
Do you believe, like, lots of the, you know, people that are writing now that our subconscious is controlling our behavior, and that if we learn to use our consciousness basically to paint or create or construct our future, that we can have a great part in this? Do you not see that as part of the Andy Dean scheme, that you see what you create, or you just sit around and wait for it to happen? I don't see
way. I mean, I feel like I've lived long enough where, right, you see really good people who've had a bad run and then really dumb people who become very, very wealthy. There is a correlation somewhat between intelligence and wealth, but obviously, you know, inheritance is even more of an important factor, which is luck. But I think your question was what? Do I believe in the gut, the human instinct, subconscious? Yeah, I think there's something, there's a voice in everybody's head, or if you're crazy, there's many voices in your head. but if you have that voice, there's that subconscious where you kind of get like a gut feel, you lean to make a decision. So yeah, of course, I believe in that. And I think we look back at our past and, right, there's a romance, it's like golden age thinking, right? We think that our past is there, you know, that was better than our future could be. That's right. It's a Woody Allen movie, Midnight in Paris, golden age thinking. But, right, you want to follow that gut instinct. So I'm a big believer in that because, you know, many times you can't decide. You know, it's 50-50 whether you're looking at that dinner menu or lunch menu. You don't know if you want chicken or fish or whatever. And you have that gut feel. And if following that gut feel makes you happy, it's like the placebo effect. Just by following it, it makes you happy. So follow it because it makes you happy.
And just be happy. Right. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a question, Andy. I can't listen to the news anymore because it makes me so uptight. I can't sleep.
Fake news.
So can we talk about fake news for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Even though it's still healthy because it makes me nervous.
I agree. Very low appetite for watching the news.
So
it's just dumb.
Let's talk about when we get back. This is Dr. Mitch. Our number is 855 Dr. Mitch, 855-376-4824. I'm with Andy Dean, my greatest friend of ever, and he's here talking about not how to look good, feel good, have great sex, but trying to help us through thinking about how he is at a 36-year-old gentleman. We'll be right back after these messages. Please stand by.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. We're into the new year, new challenges, new people and places. But isn't it good to know that some things remain the same? And that's Colombo's. Colombo's is something you can always count on. Great steaks, the finest fish, Colombo's family Italian specialties, jazz every night, and the world's greatest meatballs and service that makes you feel at home. What's surprising is that Colombo's has been doing it right since 1954 and still going strong. And Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's time to make your reservation. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. Colombo's. You know, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's. Mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose bringing us back. I'm Dr. Mitch. Andy Dean sitting across from me. I think the best conservative ever, like ever since birth, I guess. I think, Matt, we have Velvet on the line. Let's bring Velvet up and talk to her. Hey, what's going on, Velvet?
Mr. Mitch, I have a torn... Can you hear me?
Ah, yes, I hear
torn
you great.
Okay. I have a torn meniscus, and it said the MRI said it's in the red zone. Does that mean it's getting blood and it will heal?
This one's for you, Doc.
Yeah,
I could give my opinion.
You want to give your opinion on this, Doctor?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Doctor. Do you remember we used to start to doctor? We're not doctors. You remember?
Spies like us.
Spies, yeah, you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means that you are still getting some blood supply there. It should heal. But I'll tell you what would help really great, because it's not completely torn, is putting in the growth factors. It's a simple injection into the knee. It takes about maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes maximum, and it will help to regrow that cartilage, and I think it'll heal much faster. That would be my opinion on how to deal with it.
That's a needle to the knee?
Oh,
I'd rather deal with the pain. That sounds awful.
No, it's really not. There's hardly any pain at all, Andy. It's very fast. It's 2 minutes. You're done. Boom, boom. You can actually bite on like a piece of leather like old time.
Yeah.
What's that?
Will the red laser therapy, will that help it heal faster if I didn't do the injection?
It would give it a little bit of, it will give it a little bit of healing power. It might. The pointed lasers, the red lasers do aid healing and put some heat. But for sure, the very fastest and probably the best that we can offer is the growth factors, stem cell or growth factors directly intraarticularly right into the knee. It makes a huge difference.
Excellent. I think I will do that then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
You're cured, Velvet. This is great.
You're
Dr.
cured.
Mitch, anyone call in, you can cure any. This is amazing.
That's what we do.
Best.
We try to make people cured. Thank you for calling in. So, Andy Dean, worked for CNN. You worked for the president. We're all hearing the same words over and over, the same two words. I told you I can't listen to the news in the morning anymore. I can't listen before I go to bed because then I'm an insomniac because I'm so upset about what's happening in this country.
How many hours do you sleep a night, Doc?
I get 8 in.
8? Oh, really?
Yeah,
what time do you go to bed? What time do you wake up?
I'll go to bed at 10. I wake up at 6. Pretty much that's my regular schedule, and that's because of my wife. Before that, I used to go to bed at 1 because I liked the quiet, but my wife made it very clear, if you don't get into bed by 10, you'll be missing out on something you probably don't want to miss out on.
Do you think this idea that couples should sleep in separate beds for better quality sleep, what do you think of that?
Yeah, she probably would agree with you because I think I snore and she pushes me around. But
you look like a snorer.
But the truth me is, but to me, if I can hold her, I'm out like a light. 7 seconds,
oh, wow.
I'm gone. She'll sometimes
talk. You're like Big Egg and you hold her?
Yeah, I hold her and I'm out.
Okay.
When I say
big
out,
spoon,
20 big spoon, 20 seconds, I'm gone. Sometimes she'll be having a conversation with me and shove me and say, I'm telling you something. I said, but I'm sleeping. She goes, but it was only 10 seconds ago. That's how fast I can alter my consciousness.
Amazing.
Which is good.
That's good, right? That you can fall asleep so easily. It means you have a clean conscience.
It's clean. And I wake
Mine's
up good.
Quite the opposite, Doc.
Really? Do you not want to talk about fake news? Is that why you're taking me
in
this
direction? No. I hate fake news.
Okay, just for one minute, because we'll talk about sleep. We only have a few minutes left in this. It's really important because you've been there.
Yeah.
You worked at CNN. You worked for the president. People want to know that are listening to a program of this nature.
What is
happening?
Fake news? Why? And also, it's a good point. Like,
we only have 1 minute.
Well,
tell us right now. Go.
I mean, take CNN for an example. The people that they hire and everybody that's on air. I mean, just this isn't like this is not a secret. Everybody's liberal, right? So
right.
To get a certain point of view,
you're not going to get it.
When all the anchors and all the producers and all the news writers are liberal, you get a certain point of view, and that's called fake news.
That's great.
I just explained it all.
Coming back
I'm
again.
Amazing. I'm a great guest.
You're an amazing guest. You're coming back. Andy Dean, I'm Mitch Genn. Don't forget to join us Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2, and on Sundays, of course, 6 in the morning. Again, right here at CRN1. I'm Dr. Mitch. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us today. Right here on CRN1. We'll be back.